Good morning and welcome for the final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we have a special guest. He's invited via CEP, which they're doing great work. We'll talk about that. But Justin Morton, business owner and supervising partner, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen.
It is very nice to meet you. We got to chat a little bit, but you are you're a supervising partner, so you have a stake in a Sonic Drive-In in Marion County.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Marion, Lake and Alachuan County. Yes, sir.
So, you know, I know you're still a fairly young guy. How did you get to that position? And it sounds like you did it pretty quickly. What was your motivation?
They built a Sonic when I was 16 years old in a town called Summertown, Tennessee. 1,200 addresses. It was the first restaurant there beyond a pop or mom and pop place. Got our first stop like 2 years ago. And it was that time, as my mom would say, she dropped me off to earn my keep. So I had to, get out into the real world for the first time and earn for the first time. So I think the early motivation for me was just to have some change in my pocket, you know, and actually be able to buy things that I wanted for the first time in life. I was raised pretty frugal. So I think that was my early motivation. And I met some great people along the way that were great mentors. Some people I call friends today.
That you actually worked with? There was like a manager above you?
Absolutely, or? Yes, yes. So the first year I was at Sonic, there was a gentleman there. Name was Daniel Johns, and he was a good manager. But I learned the difference between a manager and a leader. When a gentleman named Chris Miller came about a year after, he replaced him as the general manager of the location. Chris took a liking to me and mentored me. And, you know, I'd never really met a guy like him, the way he spoke to people. And that in itself is what inspired me to learn more about business and more about the industry.
I love how you applied that leader, to be a leader, and what goes along with that. And that helped to motivate you. And like you say, he took you under his wing. Now, how'd you end up in Ocala?
Ocala, so it's a long story. That Sonic that I started at 16 years old, making the onion rings, prep guy. I'm a pretty good onion ring maker, by the way.
But I love onion rings.
Now we don't even make them anymore. They did a lot of work to make sure that they emulated them. But the started out making onion rings there. When I turned 22, I was asked to be promoted to be the general manager. Chris was leaving. He recommended me. He was going to a different franchise. And so at 22 years old, I took that location over as the lead.
22, general manager.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then the next 3 years following that, I would have made it the number one Sonic drive-in in the nation in operation standards.
Now, wait a second. You told me just earlier you had like 12,000 addresses.
Yeah, 1,200 addresses in
1,200,
the town.
I mean. Yeah, 1,200.
Yeah, 1,200 addresses in that town.
And you took it to number one.
Yes, sir. I grew sales. In 3 years, I grew sales 400,000. And anything you can measure from an operations standpoint, we were number one in the nation out of 3,600 locations.
You better be careful. Our general manager might not let you leave today.
I'm telling you. I'm feeling like a real slacker at this point, you know?
Well, you are, Greg, but that's another story.
Okay, all right.
So tell us about some of the milestones. What were they? It's so weird that when you're younger and you've seen this level of success, you know, your life is almost compressed in some ways. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, you're not old enough to go, well, looking back on it. And I can appreciate that. So how did you hook up with the guy who now he owns multiple franchises? So now you have a piece of the action and you're also running it. You're a supervising partner. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So when I achieved that accolade of being number one in the nation, another mentor of mine by the name of Kevin Briggs, he has a stake that I now own in Sonic here in Florida. He owned the Sonic in Tennessee there. He said he needed some help with these locations here and asked me if I'd come down and work with him in a multi-unit leader aspect. Started in Eustis, Florida, at the end of 2019, we all know what happened at the beginning of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I got here and I got just enough time to really get some roots in of some core value Sonic operations stuff. So in Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, you can't drive 15 miles without running into a Sonic drive-in. It's a culture.
Really?
You're raised with it. In Florida, there's only like 93 in the entire state. There's 102 in just Middle Tennessee, right? Completely different culture. So we had some operational opportunities. I had enough time to shift those. In 2020, the pandemic happened, right? And what better place to go to than Sonic? You know, there's no indoor seating. You're more than 6 feet away when you're pulling up in your car. So as a company, like the brand, it increased 30% in sales.
So that was huge. I mean, if you look for a silver lining, COVID actually was very good for your
business.
Yeah,
it's a weird way to say it, but I was like, for business, it was actually really good for Sonic. So our franchise grew 40% in sales, and we never looked back.
So how does, you know, the CEP, how does that figure into, you know, your operations and what you're trying to achieve, you know, in Ocala and Marion County?
So when I first, when I first moved to Florida, I lived in Lake County, and it's a nice area. I lived in the Eustis, Mount Dora area. I enjoyed it there. Didn't feel like home. I first started working in the locations we have on that lower end. That's the lower end of our franchise. So I didn't make it to Ocala and start working with the locations we have there until about three and a half years ago. And when I first started getting involved in Ocala, we had some opportunities to grow. I've always believed in partnering with anything local, being the Chamber of Commerce. So I made some phone calls. I actually got I met Joe Reichel and Jeff Schultz, who are some really good friends of mine today, and they onboarded me into the CEP. It was, you know, an immediate relationship. And I always say that moving to Ocala and I moved to Ocala a year later. I loved it so much. Sold my home there, moved to Ocala. And it felt like a warm hug, man, just coming to Ocala. And the CEP was a huge driving force of that. So my first interaction with the CEP I wouldn't even say it was situated around professionalism. I would say it was just, you know, being, you know, just people, just like we're camaraderie. We're talking right now. Joe and Jess made me feel so comfortable about what was happening there and shared some of what had been happening there. It was super impressive. We clicked immediately, and so I started making connections. I partnered, and it's been huge for me. I made all the contacts that you would need personally and professionally, new friends. If I have a plumbing issue, an electricity issue, I got people that are rooted in Ocala, born and raised.
And they're part of the CEP.
That's how you networked
with them.
Yes, absolutely.
And so now these are people you know, you trust.
Absolutely.
And so when there's a need, you call them. That's I like that. So, you know, Sonic is a franchise, but, you know, I see that you kind of run it more on an individual type basis. How does that fit in with the character and everyday life, say, in Marion County?
That's a great question. And I like the way you said that. Yeah, it is a franchise. But what we like to say is that, you know, we have our own personality in our own towns. Right. So how it fits in for us, man, it's all about people. So we always say the answer is yes. What's the question? So we really try to partner with the local community. We do a lot for the school systems, give away thousands of dollars of food. We do these slush parties. We do teacher appreciation. We do student appreciation. We just try to get rooted in there and see how we can really centers around how can we help our youth and anything driving youth, because we really believe that's our tomorrow. Right. Our youth, and 70% of what we do in Sonic, 70% of our staff, our employee base, they're teenagers. So
yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about. So you're recruiting, obviously, local, and they're all local young people, it tends to be. Is that difficult to train and keep good people?
I think it can be challenging, but I think that's what we're there for, right? I mean, we all remember being a teenager,
mm-hmm.
You know.
I remember parts of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that is our opportunity. We talk about it all of the time. They come in the door. We're just trying to teach them good principles and values to go out and, you know, be good contributing members to society. And, you
That's
know,
awesome.
Maybe someone's not had the opportunity to talk to them about the importance of punctuality or, you know, treating each other with respect. You're treating the business that you're working for and your peers and the time with respect. So we really try to cultivate that and give them that, I guess, segue into adulthood.
Do those values kind of come naturally to you, the way you were raised?
Oh yeah, certainly, certainly. I was very much raised yes sir, no ma'am, and I think that's been huge for me. Treat others with respect, the golden rule, right? I remember getting asked a question by I had a really good relationship with the bank ladies whenever I worked in at Podunk Town, 1,200 addresses. I was there every day, and they asked me if I was fearful of moving to Florida. They said, "Justin, are you nervous about, you know, finding the right people? I know you've been here for so long." I said, "You know, I think if you're the right person, the right people always come."
Well, I think you also chose a very good area of Florida, too. Marion County, Ocala is also growing. That's probably good and helps your business. And so, you know, what excites you the most about kind of the direction that you're headed in right now in the area that you happen to be in as well?
Well, I have to say, you know, it's no secret Ocala is on the map. more and more people are moving here. I think it's been number one on the U-Haul list or whatever the last few years. I get that information a lot. Man, we have so much going on in Ocala now, and so many different groups of people moving there. I've seen it in just the 3 years I've lived in Ocala. I've seen it change a lot. Mm-hmm. We got more entertainment than we've ever had. More opportunity than we've ever had. For me, I love Buc-ee's, right? Every time I travel to Tennessee, I make two stops of Buc-ee's, and we know that's coming to Ocala. I'm excited for that brisket sandwich that's coming there, So,
well, I do have one question before Bob wraps up.
Okay.
Can you roller skate?
I can roller skate in a roller skating rink, and I have made my attempt a few times at Sonic. But there may or may not be some videos of me not being the best or being the best.
Remember, Greg, he's an owner, so there's a little thing called workman's comp.
So he's not going to risk it.
Okay. Let's keep costs down, right? Costs down, pass the savings along to the customers.
Absolutely.
Justin Morton, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks for explaining your involvement with the CEP, and we wish you continued success with your Sonic drive-in, and sounds like you are on the path, my friend.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.